Grand Canyon. What mean these stones?
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular international speaker and writer on Genesis. Some of us, Ken, are familiar with that verse from Joshua chapter 4 that says, "What mean these stones?" But how does all that relate to the Grand Canyon?
In Joshua 4, we read the account of what happened when Joshua led the Israelites across the Jordan River, and it was on dry ground. God told the people, "Take 12 stones, build a memorial for generations to come." So when children ask, "What mean these stones?" the parents would not forget to tell them of God's miracle. Sadly, Mark, we read later on that the Israelite fathers did neglect to tell their children about what God had done for them, and their children rebelled against God. I would say a similar situation has occurred today. When most Christian parents take their children to the Grand Canyon, for instance, and their children ask something like, "What mean these stones?" they're usually told, "Oh, the layers of rock at the Grand Canyon formed over millions of years." Fathers seem to have forgotten that the canyon is actually a memorial to the great judgment of the flood of Noah's day. Billions of tons of sediment were deposited in layers. Then at the end of the flood, the canyon was carved quickly by enormous amounts of water. Let's not forget to tell our children the truth about the canyon when they ask, "What mean these stones?"
There's much scientific evidence to confirm there really was a global flood. Find out how when you read Ken Ham's new booklet on Noah's flood, when you go to our website, answersradio.com.